ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Patricia Carvelis, the host of Politics Now, the ABC's podcast unpacking the latest political news when it happens. Every weekday, you'll hear me and the sharpest political minds at the ABC.
Me, Jacob Greber.
Me, Raph Epstein.
Me, Claudia Long.
Me, David Spears.
And me, Melissa Clark, in the chair for Fran Kelly for the Party Room every Thursday.
So join me for Politics Now, download and follow on the ABC Listen app.
People don't like to think of themselves as shallow. But there's this film that caused a buzz this year that kind of asks, you know, what if we are? It's called Materialists, and it's about the way we judge other people for their age, their income, and even their height. In the movie, some characters are prepared to go to great lengths to avoid that judgment. And it turns out the same is true in real life. I'm Thomas Arete. This is the second episode of Before and After, a four-part series by Background Briefing. It's about what happens when the internet tells you what's wrong with you and tries to sell you the solution. It's reported by Amelia Turzon. Hey, Amelia, what have you been looking at?
Hey, Tom. I've been looking at these testimonial videos.
Testimonial videos?
Yeah, so they're on this YouTube account which has tens of thousands of followers, and these videos often have these people standing in front of this bright orange wall and they have this gigantic ruler behind them.
Okay, is it someone getting measured for their height or for their width?
It's about their height. And the titles on these videos, they're things like No Risk, No Glory. And there is this one video that has had a lot more views than most of the others on this YouTube account. More than 60,000 views.
Guys, welcome to our YouTube channels.
So it's two guys who are sitting on armchairs. One of them is this smiling man. He has these ripped denim jeans on. And then there's this other man next to him who is towering. He is gigantic. He's got these shoulders and arms. He looks like he's a bodybuilder. Mm. And the guy in the ripped denim jeans, he's calling the super muscular guy the Hulk.
So here is our famous Hulk. Bright brother, how are you, first of all?
I'm doing really well.
Yes, so it was a long journey.
And these two men, they keep chatting, and then the guy in the jeans, he asks the Hulk guy this very unusual question. He says to him,
"What was your starting height, and what is your current height?"
And this guy replies,
"It was approximately 183, and my current is just over 198.
198?
Yeah, it's like 198.2.
That's a significant change in his height, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty wild story. He's gained 15 centimetres or 6 inches. He wasn't a short guy. He says in this video that he wanted to go through this procedure because he felt that his legs were too short for his body.
When I found out that you could lengthen your legs, I thought, sure, why not? How hard can this be? It turns out I'm very optimistic.
So what's he done to his body?
The Hulk has done this thing called cosmetic limb lengthening.
Cosmetic limb lengthening. So what? It's almost what, stretching your limbs with the goal of getting taller, of gaining height?
Yeah, pretty much, Tom.
So how does that work?
Well, this is a really serious surgery. It involves surgeons breaking your legs and then they put rods inside either your femur or your tibia and they close you back up. And then over several months, the rods that are now inside your leg, they stretch and the leg or the bone tries to regrow.
So those contraptions on your legs are stretching your muscles and you've broken your bones to enable them to grow.
Yep, very slowly. And it's not just your bone that's getting stretched by less than 1 millimetre a day. It's also your tendons are stretching.
Wow.
Your nerves are stretching. Your muscles are stretching. And once you're done with this leg lengthening process, you have to learn how to walk again. Your recovery can take months or years. The procedure itself is a well-established practice. Orthopedic surgeons have been doing it for decades for medical reasons, like to help someone who has one leg shorter than the other. But the thing that's happening now is that there's this trend where clinics and surgeons all around the world are offering this not for medical reasons, but for cosmetic reasons, just to make you a few inches taller.
You just want to be taller in life.
Exactly.
So this is really serious surgery. Are more people hearing about this surgery and saying, hey, I want to get this done?
Yeah, I've been looking at this modelling that's suggesting that the overall industry of limb lengthening is going to almost double by 2030, pushed along by demand for cosmetic procedures.
Wow, double in 5 years. Why would so many more people be trying to get it?
Well, that's what I wanted to find out.
Hello.
Hey, Emily.
Can you hear me?
Yep. I can hear you.
Jack is in his late 20s. He doesn't want us to use his real name because his family doesn't approve of what he wants to do. Jack lives in Australia, but he grew up in Pakistan. He wasn't the shortest kid in class, but then he hits puberty and he realizes, I'm not growing as tall as the other kids.
So people start mocking about my height and people start saying that I'm short.
And he feels it's kind of cutting him out of the dating pool.
Is he a short guy, particularly short person?
Well, I asked Jack and he actually couldn't tell me.
So I'm in between like 5'3 to 5'5. I never measured my height, okay? And I'm not going to measure my height because it will make me depressed.
Okay, so it's obviously a huge sensitivity for him.
Yeah. And growing up in Pakistan, he's dealing with this insecurity and this niggling feeling by doing things like wearing insoles in his shoes. So they're little things you put inside your shoes to lift you up a little bit higher.
And when I wear insoles, I felt like very confident. I basically start depending upon them. So I stop using anything apart from the shoes or joggers.
And he's feeling less conspicuous about height.
I was like focused on other areas of my life, okay? And I totally forget about my height.
And then Jack moves to Australia.
Okay.
He packs his bags, he gets on the plane from Pakistan, and he says, the second that he touches down in Australia,
I start realizing the world has grown taller.
He feels like the world is growing taller.
And obviously there are a lot of taller boys over here.
He just feels even shorter in comparison.
It instantly start affecting me more and I started feeling more depressed. I was like feeling that maybe I will be judged based on my height.
It's not necessarily that people are teasing him about his height or anything like that, is it? It's something that he feels internally.
It is an internal feeling, but at the same time, Jack says that when he's on his mobile phone, he's being absolutely flooded by all of this content.
Sorry, I'm not into short guys.
The truth about height is that it matters a lot.
Probably the worst heights to be if you're a guy. Definitely 5'6" or below.
I told my dad that I went on a date with a guy who was in an open relationship. And my dad said, why would you do that? And I said, he's 6'4".
Avoid wearing long or oversized tops, which can visually shorten the legs.
Ideal height is somewhere between 5'7" to 6'4".
We are growing taller. We are growing even taller than before. It's actually crazy.
Everything related to the height, like, girls are saying that they need heighted people. Everyone is like mocking short kings.
And remember how I told you that he was wearing insoles in Pakistan to deal with this?
Yeah.
He's still wearing these shoes to make himself feel a lot taller, but he becomes reliant on them, like scared of taking them off around other people.
Mm.
He doesn't want to go anywhere with his new friends that he'd have to go out barefoot. So going to the pool, going to the beach, that's all being ruled out at this point.
I was not feeling much confident exposing myself to the people, okay? And then this became my mental habit.
Jack is feeling really bad.
I was feeling suicidal. I became more and more depressed.
He books in to see a psychologist, but it's not getting rid of this feeling. And then one day, Jack's talking to his friend in Australia and his mate makes this offhand comment that gets Jack's attention.
One of my friends was telling me like there is a surgery which exists for the height increasing.
As soon as he hears this, he jumps straight on the internet.
Yeah, of course, of course. Then I imagine he would be delving into that YouTube channel, wouldn't he? And just finding testimonial after testimonial.
Yeah, exactly. He starts watching the clinic testimonials. He's Googling clinics. He's trying to find out how painful is this surgery. He tries to raise the idea of this surgery with family and friends and pretty soon discovers that they think that this is just a totally out of this world idea. Like, why would you do this to yourself? This isn't an issue.
My family, my close family members are totally against it. And if I tell them that I'm going to get the surgery, they will not allow me, okay? They are telling me to develop the confidence without the surgery, and even my psychologist was also saying the same.
Jack is getting more and more invested. He's doubling down and he keeps researching, and he finds out that there's this whole other world of people who are just like him, who are obsessed with getting this surgery. As he starts to be drawn into this world, Jack finds out that there's this one guy who everyone turns to for answers.
He has uploaded a lot of material on this channel.
This guy's name is Victor Aganu.
Hey everyone, this is Victor from Cyborg for Life, and today I have a very special interview.
And this YouTuber Victor actually offers paid consultations where he's going to give you advice if you're considering getting this surgery. And so Jack books in for a consultation with Victor.
Okay, so Jack is turning to Victor for advice, but I mean, he's just found this guy on the internet. Who is this guy, and why is Victor giving advice like this?
Well, Victor is really well known in this world. He's this athletic man with an American accent, and he's grown passionate about cosmetically lengthening. He's an advocate for doing it, quote, safely. He calls himself Cyborg for Life.
Okay, that makes me think of the Terminator, cybernetic organism.
Yeah, this is actually a reference to the metal rod that was implanted in Victor's leg 13 years ago to make it longer, to fix a stunted leg that he'd injured as a kid in a roller skating accident.
So for medical reasons, so not for the cosmetic reasons we've been discussing.
That's correct. And Victor actually didn't realise that people were doing this procedure for cosmetic reasons to get taller until about 8 years ago when he makes this fortuitous decision.
I was posting a video on Instagram and it was about me doing some squats, and I said this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for my leg lengthening surgery. And before I knew it, I had some people reaching out to me to say, hey, can I ask you a little bit about your experience?
Victor is soon getting all of these people in his DMs telling him that I feel short, I face height discrimination. What's your advice on this surgery? And Victor is not a doctor. He's not a psychologist, but he has had this surgery, and soon people are just trusting him with all of their questions.
I was a little stunned. I was a little shocked. I wasn't judgmental. I was curious. I was like, why would somebody who's, let's say, 5'7", want to break both perfectly good legs and they don't have a limp or they don't have any pain, and go through months or a whole year of pain and sacrifice to gain a few inches?
Victor is going down the rabbit hole and he's realizing that there's not enough information about this surgery. So he decides to fill that gap. He starts making YouTube explainers.
I start off with the most common questions that people would ask me. The pain, how much height can you gain? How much does it cost? The most common complications, the proportions, like what if you get just your femurs done, will you look weird?
And Victor just totally amasses this cult following from his explainer videos.
They pulled me in and they've kind of put me as the face of limb lengthening.
So he's gone from bewilderment that people would do this for cosmetic reasons to, it seems, an element of acceptance and support.
Victor is unusual in this world because he is putting his face onto this content. And he soon realises that most people are really scared about talking openly about getting this procedure, even with their family or their friends.
Anybody that goes through with it, whether it goes well or not, they don't necessarily want this procedure to be attached to them because they don't want to be judged. And sometimes, I think it's most times actually, a lot of them are doing this solo. They don't want to tell anybody. They don't want to tell their family, their friends, sometimes not even their partner, which is pretty crazy.
The next thing that Victor does is set up this safe space for people to talk to each other. And he picks the online message platform Discord.
So that they didn't have to go through email or any type of identifiable information. So the Discord was a perfect connect for that.
You have to know where the invite is to get into this Discord chat. But once you know about it, you're in. And Victor says that it starts off slowly, but then it grows as this avalanche of people, mostly men, start to trust the Discord chat.
It's an amazing community. We're nearing 2,000 members. They talk about relationships, jobs, money.
The first thing you notice when you're in this chat is that there's all of these usernames that are flashing past your screen as they're chatting to each other. The next thing that you see is that people often list a bunch of numbers next to their usernames.
That's kind of like a new trend that they started in the last year, like Red Dragon going from 5'6" dash 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 to 5'11" or whatever have you.
Sometimes people have usernames and then they have like a +3 next to them, and that means that they're midway through the procedure and they've gained 3 so far with the lengthening process.
That's a big kind of badge of honor, right? Because you want to know that you're transforming yourself. You're being reborn into what you really see yourself as.
Another thing you notice is that there's lots of people here in this chat who aren't actually that short. It's a bit like that Hulk guy I told you about in the video. So you've got Socrates going from 167 to 175, or Beehive 173 to 185.
They just don't want to be average. They want to be above average. They want to kind of feel empowered and dominant in this world.
That doesn't sound like a place where you come to be talked out of the procedure.
Not really. I have seen people that tell each other that they don't seem ready for the surgery or you should go to therapy. But overall, this is a place where people are rating surgeons and clinics. They're talking about what countries to go to and where you should avoid. People even gossip about celebrities that they reckon have got this done. And get this, they sometimes ask each other, are you going to tell your future partner that you did this?
Okay.
Because this is the thing. People are going off for months to do this surgery and they need cover stories.
So they come up with random things like, hey, I was in a skiing accident, or I went to my surgeon because I was having knee pain and he said I had to get this orthopedic reconstruction or else I would have arthritis when I get older.
How about Jack? Is he telling his family?
I will not tell them. I'm going to get the surgery. I have some friends in Australia. I can let them know that I'm going to visit another country, okay? For like 3 to 4 months.
And now he has a plan.
After the consultation with Victor and after joining that Discord community, I'm 100% sure that I'm going to get the surgery.
Okay, and has he figured out where he wants to get it done?
Well, this has been quite a journey for Jack. Remember how I told you that he was Googling and he's stumbling across all of these clinics?
Yep.
So he types in height increasing surgery, and the first clinics that start popping up are Turkish clinics.
The clinics which are present in the Turkey, they are very good in marketing. So all those clinics popped up.
Jack ends up on their YouTube accounts watching all of these patient stories.
In all the testimonials, it felt like you just have to pay them. You just have to go there, okay? And there will be no problem and you will be able to get the height increase.
One of these Turkish clinics that Jack is looking at is Live Life Taller. Remember the Hulk, that guy from that video that I showed you?
Yes, I do. Hard to forget.
Well, his real name is Brian Sanchez, and he got his surgery done at Live Life Taller.
Oh, right. Okay. It's interesting.
He actually started an Instagram account to document his arrival in Istanbul and his entire surgery, and now he's got tens of thousands of followers. Remember that video that I mentioned at the start?
Yeah.
That is his post-surgery testimonial. He recorded it with the clinic in Istanbul.
So the surgery was a rude awakening. I looked at my feet and I saw metal coming out of it and I thought, oh my God, what is that?
He does talk about some complications that he got along the way. A fluid buildup in his leg, a small fracture in his tibia, but ultimately he shows no regret.
If I'm being 100% honest,
yeah,
my wife would kill me for saying this, but yeah, I would. I would do it again.
Fast forward a year and a half, and a different narrative is slowly emerging. Brian starts posting in Discord and on his Instagram account, slamming the clinic and sharing negative stories that other people have about them too. And then Brian goes on this bodybuilding podcast called More Plates, More Dates.
All right. Welcome, Brian Sanchez.
Hey, nice to...
It has millions of followers, and it's hosted by this guy called Derek.
Yeah, so I've been wanting to talk to you for a while.
So Brian, he actually sits down with them for more than 3 hours, and he spills the beans. He talks about how he found this clinic through online marketing.
Their marketing is very good. And I don't say that as a compliment, but their marketing is very good.
Brian goes into way more detail about his complications. He says he went through 11 surgeries. He got infections. And he got this thing called ballerina feet, where your toes start to point.
Wow.
Every single toe in my foot was bent, and I couldn't make my toes straight. And it hurt if someone tried. And not only that, but it was like twisted inward too.
He says that he still can't walk properly or jump properly. Like, he can't jump more than a few millimeters high. Brian also talks about patient testimonials like that one that he did for the clinic. And he says that they don't show the full picture because these are people who've just had the treatment.
People who are at their most euphoric phase, which is like, oh, I'm getting taller, right?
And towards the end of the podcast, this like sprawling 3-hour interview that goes to all of these places you weren't expecting, Brian says,
I definitely regret having done this. Not for the reasons that people think. It's not the pain, it's not the suffering, although that definitely doesn't help. It's literally just what I did to my absolutely amazing family. I still can't just like pick them up and run outside.
Far out. I mean, this sounds like a really hard thing he's been through, and this is obviously a very different reaction from his first testimonial. Does the clinic respond to what he's saying?
So even before this podcast goes to air, the clinic sues Brian for defamation.
Wow.
They say he's been making false statements about their clinic online. And they claim that they're losing patients, that people are cancelling surgeries with them, and they're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they actually accuse Brian of blackmailing them.
Blackmail?
Yeah, they claim that Brian had asked them for $120,000. And when they didn't pay up, he started to badmouth them on social media.
What happened next?
Well, Brian lodges a counterclaim to this suit lodged by Live Life Taller.
Okay.
He denies the blackmail claim and he reiterates that he's allowed to speak out about his experiences to, quote, warn others.
Because I really just don't want people to be doing this and getting screwed over and then having to live with the regret of having done this.
This legal tussle goes on for 10 months until both parties walk away from their claims and they decide to settle. We don't know about the terms of this settlement, but just days after this case is dismissed, Live Life Taller posts a new video on its YouTube page. It's another interview with Brian.
I kind of hyper-focused on the bad.
This video goes for 80 minutes. And the point seems to be to draw a line under the dispute.
Brian, how is your life now? How is the recovery?
Hey, it's getting a lot better. Now that I've been doing more like physical therapy.
At one point, Brian's surgeon is even brought in to talk about his complications.
What can you say about the tibia infection?
They talk about his lingering issues.
You feel an irritation?
On my right tibia, my right foot is internally rotated.
And Brian, instead of blasting the clinic, he's apologizing.
I am sorry that I did not go about this the best way. I was upset.
He also says that he's deleted some posts on his Instagram about the clinic. We contacted Brian, but he wouldn't be interviewed for this podcast.
And the clinic?
They wouldn't talk about Brian's case, but they said that they disclose all risks about this surgery to patients before they do it. And they also say that YouTube testimonials like Brian's acknowledge all of the complications that are faced by real patients.
So the legal dispute peters out?
It does, but by the time it's all settled, it's become clear that a lot can be going on behind the scenes of this very persuasive social media marketing. Those testimonials, they couldn't be made in Australia. Doctors here actually can't market cosmetic surgery like this at all. So I went down to an orthopaedic surgeon here in Melbourne to find out whether local doctors are worried about people seeing these videos here in Australia.
Yeah. Hello, nice to meet you. We actually finally met. We've talked quite a bit.
We have.
Beautiful view.
Dr. Stuart Morrison, he's actually a specialist in leg lengthening here. He does it for medical reasons, for people like Victor who've got one leg that's shorter and needs to be fixed.
Like all surgery, when it goes well, the outcome should be the same or better than one was beforehand.
I show Dr. Stuart Morrison some of these TikToks that are doing the rounds.
All right, I just want to get your reaction to watching some of their, like, before and afters.
Oh, at least the music's good.
And he pauses the TikTok and he turns to me and goes...
These before and after photos, you could see a happy, smiling person, but you look a bit deeper and I think you can see the strain in their face.
And the real testimonial you'd want to see is one that's done a whole year after the surgery.
The ones when you're walking around and catching trams again. That's the video I'd like to see to know that an operation's gone well.
And he is really worried that people can still view this content here.
You're only seeing the good news stories on these websites, and that differs from, while it's a lot more boring talking about complication percentages and rates, they're the things patients need to see before they embark on this journey.
It turns out that Dr. Morrison's the guy that sees all of the bad news stories. Over the last couple of years, he's seen about 10 people who've gotten their surgery overseas and then they come home to Australia with complications.
The centres where I've treated numbers of patients from have come from Turkey and from India.
And they're not coming home happy.
The ones who I have seen usually arrive quite deflated. They've embarked on this process. They've paid a lot of money. I'm seeing them at the 5-month mark, the 6-month mark, where something's gone less well. They're a bit annoyed at themselves, perhaps, for going overseas.
Dr. Morrison tells me about this woman who'd come into his rooms one day after she'd had surgery at a clinic overseas. Now, we need to emphasise, Tom, that we're not talking about Live Life Taller here, that place where the Hulk got his surgery done.
Okay.
And this woman, according to Dr. Morrison, had her lower legs lengthened by about 5 centimetres.
One of them had gone really well. One of them had slowly, with time, not that you could really notice it seeing it daily, but it slowly bent onto about a 30-degree angle. That was a complex situation because that required secondary surgery to correct that, which was a lot to sort out back here in Australia.
Dr. Morrison says that he was able to correct this deformity, but it left a lot of scarring on her lower leg.
I think she felt pretty silly. She was a high-functioning professional, very used to being in control of everything with good amounts of information. That's a pretty humbling thing to see as a doctor.
Dr. Morrison isn't opposed to cosmetic limb lengthening. He actually does it for a small number of Australian patients. But he says that this woman's case shows that some people aren't aware of the risks.
And in this case, it became clear that the doctors she'd been talking to hadn't done their duty, hadn't explained to her the ins and outs of the surgery.
He's also heard of cases where patients are returning to Australia with bone infections.
And in those cases, they're actually patients who've ended up shorter than they originally started. That would be pretty devastating after embarking on that journey.
So what about Jack? What's he planning to do now?
Well, Jack grows off the idea of Turkish clinics after hearing some negative talk in the forums and after talking to Victor. But he keeps digging, and eventually he hears about this one-stop-shop clinic in South Africa.
I'm going to get the surgery from the top-class surgeon. I will wait for another 7 to 8 months.
It's more expensive than going to one of the Turkish clinics, but he thinks he can find the extra cash.
I will gather up more money, okay? Obviously, it's my money which I'm going to invest on myself.
So he's definitely going ahead with it.
Well, at the last minute, I get an update. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. How are you feeling now?
So basically, 1.5 months ago, I consulted one psychiatrist.
Jack has just gotten back from a trip to Pakistan where he started seeing this new psychiatrist who turns out to be pretty short. And he tells Jack that's fine. Lots of short people have achieved great things.
Obviously, he was also shorter than me and he laughed at me, okay? And he was like around like 40 to 50 years guy. And he told me some really successful people, examples, who are successful in their life, but obviously they are shorter.
And it really helps Jack to start thinking about things a little bit differently.
Obviously, he was married and he has children. And I think like he's in that area of life that he's not focusing on this aspect of life.
Jack's taking a break from social media and those limb lengthening forums.
All the content on the social media is not that correct.
He's also started taking antidepressants and it's helping.
I don't know how it will evolve, but obviously like the constant getting out of that constant thinking zone, I'm really enjoying currently.
Next time on episode 3 of Before and After, the popular cosmetic that could stay in your body longer than you think.
She actually said to me, "Don't you want to look like me? Look how great I look, you know, refreshed." And I said, "Yeah, I'd love to look like you."
That's next week on Background Briefing. Background Briefing's sound producers are Lila Schunner and Ingrid Wagner. Sound engineering by Simon Branthwaite. Music composition by Emrys Cronin. Fact-checking by Justine Landis-Hanley. Additional reporting by Madison Connaughton. Digital production by Rachel Clayton. Our rollout producer is Ben Sveen. Max Chalmers is the supervising producer and Fanu Falali is the executive producer. The reporter on this story, Amelia Turzon. And I'm Thomas O'Reedy. You can subscribe to Background Briefing on the ABC Listen app. Thanks for listening.